So consecration comes before rebuilding. As we learn here in the book of Ezra, they arrived in Jerusalem and did everything in order, but before they left to cross the wilderness, before they left to face those who opposed them, they consecrated themselves, set things in order, and then they went forward. And this is a model for our lives. All we can do is what we can do, right? It's not that we can purify our own hearts, but we can consecrate ourselves before the Lord, humbling ourselves truly and honestly. Not as a band-aid, but at the heart level, surrendering. To truly say, God, whatever you want to do with my life is fine. Wherever you want me to go, I love you so much. I trust you so much that it really doesn't matter. This is an absolutely amazing adventure through humanity to be in that place. To be in the place where there is no stronghold and nothing holding you back from anything. And isn't it interesting when you begin to look at life and the way that it works? The kudzu, basically, the vines and things that are wrapped around us in so many places, pulling us in so many different directions, that to feel completely free to do anything and go anywhere is almost impossible to conceive. There are so many entanglements that it's a web around us. And we have to, through God's direction, understand the things that we must begin the process of consecration and letting go of, so that we can get back to our true hearts where the rebuilding is necessary, so that we can become the warrior kings and queens, princes and princesses that God speaks of in his kingdom, right? And of course, Paul is going right to the heart of the matter. There are issues, no matter what they are, no matter what it is between us and God, or us and our fellow believers, our brothers and sisters, literally in the body of Christ. We are family. I'm not making this up. I imagine if I were an outsider just listening to all this and didn't know any context for the Bible, I'd think some of this was weird. But I'm not making this up, so I'm not analyzing this trying to go, okay, well, you know, how can I mess with people's heads? And I mean, this is just what the Bible says. Paul's just kind of nailing it on the head. There's sin among you. Get it out of your lives. Don't associate with the believers who say they're believers, but are living contrary. And I don't think that means people struggling, because that would eliminate everyone. Everyone struggles. It's a hard issue. If you're in absolute blatant rebellion and have no intention of really changing, then you have effectively placed yourself on the outside. Paul's just saying, get away from that. Get away from that so that it doesn't pollute you. Because as you become accustomed to the sin, it becomes okay. All is well. You find yourself in a different universe than the one you're supposed to be in.